going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, I haven't really thought about that at this point. I just thought he was a really talented player, and it made sense for us to do that for a lot of different reasons. You know, I mean, we've told you guys multiple times this spring that we would look at kickers, and so for us, it's like any other position this year. We evaluated all these guys. We felt like he was draftable. We felt like he was the best kicker, and it made sense for us to take him.
Eric DeCosta on Saturday evening talking about what impact, if any, Justin Tucker's future is going to have with the drafting of Tyler Loop. Before we get to that, let's hear Eric DeCosta's thoughts on the actual drafting of Tyler Loop.
It certainly, you know, it's like this with every position, right? So you have a player that maybe you like, and, you know, you're certainly aware of runs, and we see that all the time, and, you know, it's something that we're very attuned to, and that's really a thing. It's like momentum in sports, right? It's there was a run, and so, you know, we had sort of targeted if we were going to take this guy, it was going to be somewhere probably in the third day of the draft and probably in one of the later rounds. But when you see sort of the toothpaste open up, you know, you have to be aware that, hey, this could start a run, and, you know, we've seen it with other positions. We saw it last year with offensive linemen in the second round. You know, we saw it a few years ago when we drafted Jordan Stout with punters. So it does happen. Mm. Aware of that. I wouldn't say it necessarily like increased the urgency for us necessarily, but it was definitely like, okay, this is the time you probably have to go ahead and do it.
So that was Eric talking about Andres Burgalis was taken at pick 182. Mm, yeah. Did that impact their decision to take Loop at
186? That was a run, huh? It started a run on kickers?
Well, that was Aloysius' question.
How many? I missed that run.
Well, just to clarify, the question from Aloysius was, did the pick of Burgalis impact their decision to take Loop when they took him?
Yeah. Question by Jim.
It was pretty clear, though, that Loop was their guy. They sent Randy Brown around. Yeah. The kid was wearing a Ravens shirt when they was interviewed on Saturday afternoon. He seemed to imply that he was their guy. Now it's the Justin Tucker of it all.
I mean, my favorite quote of the weekend has to be the one where it's like, well, I wasn't even thinking about Justin Tucker
I
made this pick. Takes some real chutzpah or something to be able to look into the camera and say that. That's quite a statement. I mean, where do you think this goes? Is this a kicker competition? Like, I've been wrong many times.
Yeah,
so
I still don't see
Tucker's been in the building. Yes. They let him in the building knowing they were drafting a kicker. Don't buy any of this pablum out when a run's coming, not a run coming. Mm-hmm. They were taking a kicker.
Yes.
And they still have let this guy in their building and hid behind the NFL. They've stood by their guy and stood behind the shield and let the NFL investigation take its course.
Uh-huh.
Now that they drafted the kid, they're going to release Tucker tonight?
I was lockstep with Ken about the Valentine's Day thing, so we've been wrong before. I would be shocked if he's there at training camp.
Yeah, they drafted a kicker. Okay. They drafted a kicker. He's going to be their kicker unless he falls on his face.
It depends on how long this investigation. They're hiding behind the investigation.
It's not going to be short.
No, absolutely not. That's why I said training camp. So July-ish. Hopefully the investigation's done by then. Hopefully it's done well before then.
So let me just...
If they've held on to him that long, why wouldn't they just keep him as insurance in case the kid can't do the job?
I can't explain any of this. I don't think either.
But he's saying they're going to cut him before camp. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. If you're going to endure the PR fiasco and have him on your roster for 6 months between when the banner story broke and the first day of camp, why wouldn't you then just have him around in case you need him?
Well, if he's suspended, which we presume he will
But they're allowed around in camp.
Yeah. I know.
So if he's clearly better than this kid, you're telling me you don't think there's any chance that they're going to evaluate this draft pick versus Justin Tucker in real time through the spring and into the summer?
Here's what I think happens. They're going to have this kid there for all these OTAs and mini camps. If they think he looks the part, they cut Tucker before training camp.
You can't evaluate before a kicker in OTAs.
I'm just saying it's watching.
It's not
kick
even a preseason game.
But they're going to watch it.
It's there's no pressure.
They're going to watch him kick. See if he looks.
Watch him kick even before the investigation's before training, done.
I think okay. So.
There's no pressure. There's no chance somebody can run over you. Nobody's allowed to touch you. There's nobody's job on the line. You're not. The long snapper's not going to get cut if it's a bad snap. There's none of that.
I've been wrong many times.
The hell are you going to do it in OTAs?
They're going to watch him kick, see if he looks the part.
They're going to
see if he looks the part.
Yes. I think they're waiting for the investigation.
It's not like they found this kid soccer in the Congo or something. He played big-time college football. He kicked.
Arizona. It's also worth saying... this past year, Justin Tucker was one of the worst kickers in football. This isn't prime Justin Tucker.
And he's still on their roster.
I don't know why he's on their roster. If I was running the team, he would have been gone immediately. But they're hiding behind the investigation.
Let's look at the...
I think these two are going to compete for this job.
Let's look... Well, that could be like the Cundiff Tucker thing, which and then Tucker won the job from Cundiff, in 2008?
I'm not saying it's going to be a totally fair fight, but if Justin Tucker looks in their eyes considerably better than this kid, and Justin Tucker gets a two-week slap on the wrist...
Does Justin Tucker kick again for the Ravens?
I don't know.
Yes or no? Does he?
I don't know if this kid's going to be better than him, but I think it's going to play out.
You sound like my dad. Like, what do you think? Yeah. Your opinion.
Today,
does he kick again?
Right now.
I don't know anything about this kicker.
Okay.
This other kid. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know.
You can still have an opinion whether or not he kicks again.
Tim,
I don't think he ever kicks again for this team.
I don't think so either. I would be shocked.
I think
if he
will have an opportunity to kick for his job. Now, who wins that competition? And how slanted is it? I don't know. But they don't seem to want to not. They seem to want to have the rights to control Justin Tucker's career. They seem to be clinging to that. I'm guessing it's not a coinky dink or a fluke. I'm guessing it's for competitive reasons.
So this dominates the day three. But they made seven other picks on day three. Anything, Jason? The Teddy Buchanan kid,
yes.
I never heard of him going into it. But man, oh man, is he an athletic
freak. Checks a lot
freak.
Of boxes.
Yes, the linebacker from Cal.
Yeah.
And if I'm Trenton Simpson, I'm a little bit on notice here.
Oh, you're definitely on notice. This kid's going to be able to help. Look, they need core special teams guys, too. We've talked about the return guy and the kicker, but like their special teams units were not good enough. So, yeah, I think this kid will have a chance to earn a maybe potentially fairly prominent spot on their defense. His athletic metrics are off the charts.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you look at guys day three that could impact this football team. He, of course, is one of them. We just talked about the kicker, and then they did draft someone with returnability in LaJonte Westers, which Harbs, I'm sure, is very happy about.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah,
Day three will be about special teams. Yeah.
A lot of evaluators love this kid, Bill Alconi, the cornerback out of Western Michigan that they took with the second pick of the sixth round. We shall see, but people seem to they like his size, they like his metrics. He's a small Western Michigan kid.
They do a really good job evaluating those guys, and they've now had Chuck Pagano as part of their process this year for the first time in a long time. So that might be a thing.
The other one, Aeneas Peebles, the only defensive tackle they took in the sixth round. He's undersized, but he's a kid with burst. He probably pure pass downs, eventually gets in a rotation as an interior rusher is my guess.
Again, I find it odd that in a class dominated by size, arm length freaks, that they only took one, and the one they took is undersized. I do find that a little interesting. Bobby D found it pretty interesting.
Yes, he did.
He did like
Peebles.
He likes the kid, but it's odd that they zig so far away from the strength of the draft.
Draft is over. I think rookie minicamp's coming up this weekend? Yeah, so stuff gets real pretty fast. Coming up next, let's hear from Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh after they spoke after the draft. What did they have to say? We'll hear from them next here on The Fan.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.